We all have people in our lives we really admire. The ones who make success look easy. The ones whose journeys of triumph inspire us to do more or become greater than we imagined possible. Ever wonder what the driving force behind their decisions was? And the subsequent actions that led to the huge leaps we now see and admire? Well, let's explore the powerful testimonies and lessons learned from leaders during their transformation journeys. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and you're listening to the Journey to Becoming podcast. Sit back, relax, and join me on this journey of discovery. Hello, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 1 of the Journey to Becoming podcast. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon. Thank you so much for joining. So we're going to start this episode and this podcast with a little bit about me and about my story. If you've read the introduction or if you've listened to the introduction, you will know that this podcast is focused on telling the stories of individuals who we admire, individuals who have really risen up the ranks in their careers or in their lives. But we're going to focus a little less on the glory of what they've achieved, not that we won't celebrate that, but we're also going to take some time to really peel back the onion and peel back the covers as it relates to how they got there. So often we see the what and we see the glory, if you will. Now I want to take the time to really examine the how. What was the why? What was the driving force behind them getting to the place that they got to? There's definitely more to come on that, but that's the purpose of this particular podcast. And I look forward to sharing the stories of amazing women with you specifically, and some great men as well, but mostly sharing the journeys and the stories of trauma, of triumph, of transformation with you throughout our time together. So a little bit about me, if you are completely new to me and you have no idea how you stumbled on this podcast. Again, my name is Sabine Gideon. I am a leadership coach, an author, and a speaker. I primarily serve ambitious, mission-driven women in leadership and focus on helping them, one, identify and overcome their self-sabotaging behavior, because ladies, come on, we do that, taking action towards the goals that they really want to achieve and not the ones that society or others are demanding of them. And then lastly, but most importantly, I help them unapologetically step into and own their leadership identity and power. And you're going to hear me use the word identity quite a bit throughout this series and the series to come, because I think that is the core or underlying or essential ingredient to really fully operating, functioning, and owning your leadership ability. So more to come on that. As a coach, as a consultant, as a speaker, as an author, my focus is really on mindset, personal growth, self-leadership, personal development, and transformation. I spent almost now 15 years working with and supporting leaders in, you know, their professional careers. And over that period of time, I have helped hundreds of professionals break through barriers, uncover or build their leadership capabilities, and of course, experience personal and professional growth. So that is a little bit about me. I created this podcast because one, God told me to. That's going to be my response or woven into a lot of the decisions that you'll hear that I've made as I share my story. I will preface this with sharing with the audience and the listeners up front that I am a woman of faith. I am a believer. As you hear more about my story, you'll understand the why behind that. So I reference God, I will reference Holy Spirit, I will reference Jesus Christ, because for me personally, that's so rooted in my beliefs and quite frankly, who I am as a person. I pray there isn't offense taken as I share these things. Please understand that while I am a believer and a woman of faith, I am one who lives life intentionally, or at least I try to walk in the principles of the faith, and that is of love, of compassion, of empathy, of generosity. So therefore, my expression of my faith may look a little different from other people's, but nonetheless, it's still my faith and a huge part of the reason that I am here today and can even have this conversation with you over this podcast. So, want to give you that heads up. If it makes you uncomfortable, I totally understand, but I ask that you would listen with an open mind and an open heart. And if that still doesn't work for you, I totally understand. Going back to why I started the podcast. So, for the last year or so, I've been in a state of transition. And as I started to gain clarity on my next steps, it became apparent to me that this was the path that I was being led down. Now, I don't have all the answers. I can't tell you that this is going to lead to this or that, but I know in the past when I've followed guidance and I've been obedient to the places and the things that I've been called to, they've actually been quite fruitful and impactful both for myself and others. So I look forward to sharing my journey, sharing the journey of other amazingly triumphant, transformational women with you. We're going to talk a lot about identity, which I mentioned. We're going to focus on self-coaching, self-leadership in general, and not from the standpoint of the traditional or the more corporate characteristics of leadership. So to me, leadership is an inherent ability that we all possess. So my focus is really going to be on tapping into the internal gifts and capabilities that we have and how we can use that and leverage that to lead ourselves and to lead others. There'll also be a lot of tips, resources, tools, action items as it relates to growing in your career, especially for women, and especially for women who are either trying to step into leadership or they're trying to break their own personal ceiling as it relates to leadership. And then we'll also have a lot of conversations around business success because I'm also a business owner. There's a lot of things that I've learned over the last 4 years of being a business owner, and a lot of my guests will be business owners too. So there will be practical tips and tools on how to start, grow, expand, and scale your business. And then lastly, there's going to be a lot of personal development. I'm a firm believer that we're only as good as what we do for ourselves, meaning doesn't matter what our title is, it doesn't matter what our role is, if we're not focusing on us, if we're not dealing with us, whether it be the inner critic, whether it be the fear, procrastination, whatever your thing is, if we're not dealing with those things, they will show up in other parts of our lives and specifically our careers and our businesses. So you can't focus on leadership without focusing on the inner person, the inner man, if you will. Okay, now that we've worked through the brief introduction to me, why I started the podcast, who it's for, and the purpose behind it, I wanted to take a moment to share a little bit more about me, the parts of me that probably most people see externally or know about. And that is the fact that I am a first generation college graduate. I am the first in my immediate family to get a bachelor's degree, followed by a master's. I've been able to maintain a relatively successful career, starting in HR for just shy of about 13 years, and have been able to leave, transition, start my business, still do consulting in HR. I bought my first home, my first condo when I was 27. I left corporate to start my own business and work as a coach full time. I've lived in 5 states in the last 4 years. I authored and published my very first book, Transform: The Journey to Becoming, which was the partial catalyst for this podcast, or inspiration, I should say, for this podcast. I moved to LA to support a client, which is a startup media company, in what has turned out to be the most tumultuous year of certainly my lifetime. And I am now in the process of transitioning my focus back to building my business and serving more women and supporting their development as leaders. That's been my journey, I would say, for the last, I guess, 13, 14 years of what I've been able to achieve. But now that I've shared the highlight reel of what I've been able to do, what I've been able to accomplish, I would be remiss if I didn't really take the time to peel back the covers so that you could really fully understand the experiences, the decisions, the failures, the missteps, and so on that led me here. Because while I have a lot of things to be grateful for, a lot of things to be proud of that I've been able to do, see, achieve, experience, the truth of the matter is that hasn't always been the case, first and foremost, and that's not quite an accurate depiction of what day to day looks like. And so, as the title indicates, this is the journey to becoming. And so, let's talk about my journey to becoming and to achieving the things that I've shared. I was born in Haiti. Haiti is an island off of Florida. It's about 3 hours from New York. It's a little tiny island. It shares the space with the Dominican Republic, if you're not sure where that is. But I was also born in a situation of extreme poverty. And I was also born, from a personal perspective, on the heels of the death of my parents' son, what would have been my brother. We lived in this one-room cement block with a tin roof. The toilet, if that's what you want to call it, was a deep well that you had to climb on and pray you didn't fall into in order to use the bathroom. Water was purchased by the bucket and rationed out for our daily needs. There was no potable water. There were no fancy sanitary products or systems. There was no fancy fridge that I could go in and out of. There was no stove, no dishwasher, no lighting system. It was six of us, my three other siblings, my parents, my aunt, and my uncle, all living together in this like one-room cement block. And I rarely share the reality or the story of my actual coming into this world or the first few experiences of my life, for the most part, because they're so not a reflection of who I am and where I am today that sometimes it's easy to forget or just, not even think about it. But the truth is, that's my starting point. That's where God decided that he was going to start me out in extremely humble beginnings. And as I look back to where I am today, I couldn't be more grateful for that experience and for that opportunity, because that foundation, that grounding, as unappealing or whatever as it may sound to someone today, that's what keeps me humble. I know where I came from. I know the truth of my reality of my birth and my childhood. And because of that, I am forever grateful for what I do have and what I have been able to achieve in my life. But nonetheless, that's where my starting points were. And to add on to the story of my first few moments in this world, 4 months into my time on this earth, my mother received her paperwork to come to the US. So prior to this, my grandmother had come to the US and filed for her kids. And my mother was selected earlier on in the process. And so she went. Obviously, she came to the United States for this opportunity. In reality, this was both a blessing and a curse. The blessing being that this would serve as the catalyst for me and my family escaping these impoverished conditions. But then the curse really was that I would never bond with this woman, and I would end up spending a good portion of my life searching for someone, searching for people, searching for things to fill that gaping hole in my soul that she left. Now, of course, I don't at all fault her, or I definitely don't hold any resentment because that's the decision that allowed me to be where I am today. But that does not take away the fact that it did do some damage. And so we're going to talk a lot about decisions and impact and effect of the decisions that we make, good or bad. It would be almost 2 years before her and I would meet again. And then she left to return to the US to continue working and saving up to file for the rest of the family. And we wouldn't meet again until I took my first trip to the US nearly 2 years later. When I arrived at JFK on December 23rd, 1985. JFK is John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City, for those of you who aren't familiar. I remember the journey to the US. I remember my plane ride. I remember my uncle being at the airport with a coat ready for me. But the truth of the matter is, never could I have imagined or known that that journey from Haiti to New York, and then Connecticut, of course, by car, would be the catalyst for me experiencing a life completely different from what I had known. I didn't know it then because clearly I was three and some change and too young to understand, but I had experienced a major life transition. And that major life transition would forever change the trajectory of my life. Now, I would love to be able to tell you that's when everything changed and it was the happily ever after story. And that's how I was able to do all of the things that I've done up until this point. But that would be a bold-faced lie. As I go through the episodes, I will definitely share more about my transition, some of the struggles, the abuse, the triumphs that I experienced to get to this point. I do share in detail in my book, again, Transformed: The Journey to Becoming. So if you haven't picked it up yet, or if you're just curious, feel free to head over to Amazon. You can search for my name, Sabine Gideon, or you can search the book title, Transformed: The Journey to Becoming, and grab your copy. It's available in both Kindle and paperback. Now that I've shared the early foundations of my onion, hopefully, prayerfully, you will join me in episode two, where I talk a little bit more about my first experiences living life here in the US and what that looked like and what I was able to learn and how I navigated that. As you can imagine, being new to a country, not speaking the language, complete climate shift. I'll never let that one go. I mean, they could have gone to Florida, they could have gone anywhere, but no, they chose Connecticut, but we'll let that slide for now. With that kind of a major shift. Even as a 4-year-old, there were still a lot of adjustments that I had to make and lessons that I got the opportunity to learn. So tune in for episode two, where I'll talk to you a little bit more about my experiences in growing up in a new country, in a new culture, in a new environment, and how I was able to leverage the new space that I was in, the new person that I was becoming, even as a child, to develop and to move into the space that you now see. Be sure to join me for episode two as we peel back another layer of my onion and another layer of my journey to becoming. Before I go, though, I would love it if you would subscribe, download, and you would share this podcast with your friends, with your network. In addition, if you really want to continue to learn a little bit more about me and my journey, please feel free to grab your copy of the book, Transformed: The Journey to Becoming. Again, it's available on Amazon. Just search my name, Sabine Gideon, or search the title, Transformed: Journey to Becoming, in paperback or Kindle format. And then lastly, if we are not connected on social, let's go ahead and change that. Send me a friend request, a connect request. Let me know that you've heard me on the podcast so that I can connect with you. I am on all of the platforms: LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I will be honest, I do not hang out on Twitter as much or post, but please feel free to connect, to follow. Let me know what you got out of this. Let me know your story. I also want to engage and understand some of the stories of the audience and the listeners as well. So stay tuned for episode two, and thank you for tuning in to the Journey to Becoming podcast with your host, Sabine Gideon.